Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The playoffs is a whole new season. It's a fresh start. The excitement levels from the fans to the players always jumps up another notch, if not a few notches. So it's going to be good. I mean, it's going to be rocking when it comes Sunday, 1 o'clock. And the excitement level, I would just say, from the players to the fans is always up.
We need it all today, Jim. Party Rock. Just need to get him back to that.
Fridays are always the worst during these weeks. Yeah. You might say, oh, they're the best. You know what they are? They're the worst, and I'll tell you why.
Anxiety.
You just want to play the damn game already. I get to Friday, I'm like, play the game.
Let's go.
Play it today at 1 o'clock. Play it today.
Nice.
Coffee. Play it now. Play right now.
A lot of coffee today.
No more talk. Game time. Play.
This is like that, too.
We got...
I was talking to Mike Reese this week.
48 hours to go?
That little umpa, you know, like, his number one thing is,
yeah,
got to beat the stadium first because he's got to get the first shot of Brady walking in. He just stands there with his camera and he films Brady walking in. He just, praise the God, Brady gives him the nod and gives him a little fist pump. And then he brings, like, three pairs of pants he changes into after that.
Yeah.
God knows what happens.
Right.
Reese said he's going to get to the stadium by 6 a.m. on Sunday. Like, what are you going to do there? Because you never know when they're going to come in. Like, when who's going to come in?
Who?
Who?
Who's coming in at 6 a.m. on
quarterback.
Sunday?
He's always has the quarterback coming in first. He's never, it's like a thing with him. Like, he's going to beat him in. This is like Harrison and Brady. Now it's turned into Reese and Brady. Like, how many kids you got, Mike? I guess two. I live in Westwood. Nice house.
They have to be there by 6 a.m. for that.
He said he likes to go upstairs, set up and everything. And he does the panoramic game day shot. Guess who's on the cover of your program? Ron Torbert, number 52 in your official sports.
Will you be awake at 6 a.m.?
Hell yeah!
I'll be driving up here by 6 a.m.
Oh, that guy!
Playoffs Saturday.
Oh,
get my control room here set up for the game.
See?
Sunday, not Saturday.
See?
Sunday.
See? That. I'm up by 6 anyway. Why would it be up 6 on Sunday? Sunday's game day. Get up on game day, get ready, start going over the charts.
It's all up at 4 o'clock if the Colts win Saturday.
If the Colts win, I ain't sleeping Saturday. I'm just telling you that. And nobody know. You have no clue what's going to happen on broadcast on Sunday. I may lose my mind.
6 a.m. You awake on Sunday?
I mean, I'm normally up about 6:15, but I won't be.
That's
getting
not six.
No, I will not be getting up any earlier because I can't sleep because I'm so pumped. I'm not playing. I don't know. Are you playing?
No.
Are you playing?
Nope.
Okay.
Not.
I mean, I will not.
I mean, it's a work day.
I'll not participate on Sunday.
I'll have a cup of coffee and just my shorts on, sitting on my couch.
It'll be an earlier than normal Sunday, even an earlier than normal 1 o'clock home game Sunday. Beetle, I'm sure you're going to do the same thing. You'll leave the house a little earlier than normal.
Yeah.
So will I. But
are you leaving for traffic or are you leaving because you get that little extra juice for a playoff?
Juice!
Game?
Traffic.
Give me juice.
That's the difference.
Give me juice.
100% traffic.
Give me some juice.
100%.
Are you leaving because of the juice, Jim?
Yeah, why else would I leave? Once I get up, I'm not going back to sleep on Sunday.
Oh, okay, but why do you have to leave the
it's
house
like Christmas
at dawn?
Morning?
It's one of our best opens.
I'm going to sit
really
in
the
dark house? No. Nobody's awake.
Do you not have lights?
What are you going to start talking about? What do you think we're going to start talking about?
What do you think I'm going to do when I get up? I'm going to start reading about the game, right? Why don't I just drive into work and then start reading about the game when I get to work?
Is home more comfortable than you, than this studio?
For me, typically, yes.
I like
sprints?
My house. I like
you're going to do sprints down the hallway?
I hardly ever leave
it. So, sorry, we got excited for the playoffs. I'm sorry. We got excited for the playoffs.
It's not about not being excited. I'm plenty excited.
I might drive here and watch Jim run around.
I'm also an adult.
It's not Christmas morning. It could be the worst day ever.
I can contain it.
It could be the worst day
ever. I lived in a house with my buddies. We'd wake up on a Sunday morning, like
when,
Christmas.
15
and they would,
years ago?
And my buddies would be like, Merry Christmas. They would say that every playoff Sunday. Like, as a joke to me.
That literally never happened to me. Ever.
Wally's in Dorchester. We're going
Let's
right
go,
to the
right
phone.
To the call.
Let's go.
The call.
Wally, what time are you getting up on Sunday?
Oh, I'll probably be up about 9 o'clock. I'll be all ready for the game by at least 9:30.
Can you drink?
12:45.
Can you drink?
Let's go.
All right.
Listen, let's put all this Chargers nonsense behind us. You guys have had your job to do all week long. Let's get this. Let's just said and done. Remember this. 2-2-2. Two running touchdowns, two passing touchdowns, and two field goals for the Patriots. 34-20 is your final. We've heard about Boza. We've heard about this. We've also heard about J.J. Watt. We've also heard about Cameron Wake. We've also heard about Haywood from Pittsburgh. What does Belichick do every time? Look at their stats against New England. This is a Sunday game, cold game. Tom's fired up. He showed up early last week against the Jets. He's studying film all night long. This guy's ready to go. The Tats are ready to go. I don't even see it close. Tell me what you think.
Reese better get there by 4:00.
Yeah, I do see it close.
He's going to get there earlier.
I do see it close. I don't see any other result other than a close game on Sunday.
Should be close. When you have two good teams, if you do what you're supposed to do and trust what got you through 16, 17, 18 games. Now you're going. This team's going into their 18th game, the Chargers. Played 16, had to win last week to earn a right to come here. They're doing something right. You getting a bye for the ninth straight year, you're doing something right. Even though you think it's dire around here, winning 11 games, one less than last year, both these teams have the right to be there and have the right to play well on Sunday.
Can we talk about this stupidity with the Chargers signing a second kicker? We didn't talk about it yesterday. We should talk about this.
You know what they're worried about.
They're worried about Cordarrelle Patterson.
CPTD is what they're worried about.
So the Chargers signed Nick Rose
to
their active roster.
And what Nick Rose did last year?
The Chargers have been good at covering kicks for much of the year.
Mm-hmm.
13th in DVOA, if you like the DVOA, is an all-encompassing stat. You know, where are you? You good? You bad? What are you? Middle of the pack. So the issue for them has been touchbacks. The Chargers are dead last in the NFL in touchback percentage this season, 28%. The next closest team is the Raiders at 40%. So they have sucked at kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone. Michael Badgley. The money badger there. The money badger.
Punching the face.
Money badger hasn't been able to get the kicks out of the back of the end zone. He hasn't been able to do it. Money badger. So now they went out and got a second kicker to bring in to add to the roster just to handle kickoff duties.
Why do you think that's stupid?
What has Nick Rose ever done?
He's kicked.
He's like another kid.
He had 9 attempts last year. 8 were touchbacks.
Okay. So he can kick it far.
Yeah, he's got a big boot. That's all they need. That's all they need him for.
What if
ball's going to be hard, not going to fly as far?
What if, like, Hunter Henry is sort of iffy on Sunday and you're using a roster spot on a second kicker?
Well, they didn't even have to make a move. I don't think they had to make a roster move to even pick this guy up, which tells you they're light in the back end of the roster.
I'm talking about who's active, though.
Right. I understand. But we didn't talk about this the other day. You know, you watch that Philly game, that Philly Bears game, and it was the best game of the weekend last weekend. Philly goes down to hit Golden Tate, touchdown, start the party. You know, start the buses, game's over. They kick it off, and I think they return it 40 yards right to midfield. And you're like, holy crap. Trubisky's got one timeout. They stupidly burned their timeout. I don't know why. But they drive him down and attempt a field goal. Like, you blew it on that return. Those are the type of plays that lose your football games, returns like that. So is Anthony Lynn looking at that saying, oh, my God, we can't let that happen. And then with Patterson coming off the injury report, we're going to go sign a kicker. Patterson could be huge in this game.
No, I just love it. When you're going into an AFC divisional round game, you pick a guy up off the street.
Kickers.
Which then puts something in the head of your kicker, your actual kicker, Money Badger, who's now sitting there thinking to himself.
He's done that twice already in the first segment.
Yeah, Money Badger. That's what they call him. Michael Badgley, Money Badger. I'll give him his name. I'll go with it. He's now thinking, oh, my team doesn't believe in me to handle the kickoff. So he's got that seed planted in his head.
So
because
what?
Kickers are crazy. They're all nuts.
Okay.
Right? But, they're all head cases.
But if they're going to miss field goals and extra points anyway, see, Zoe brings up the Chicago game. I give you the Seattle game where your place kicker goes down. What's the backup plan? Don't have one. We're just going to go for two-point conversions all the time, and we're going to have our punter drop kick on the ensuing kickoff. There's no backup plan for when the kicker goes down. So
it's a punter. Punt the damn ball. Punter should be able to kick like
an
emergency.
Nobody carries two kickers.
That is so stupid.
That's not a thing.
I hate that, too. You know, that whole thing, that whole concept. You know what we used to do when we would practice? Parcells would always make the damn punters kick extra points just in case of an emergency. Or he'd bring Troy Brown as the third. You go in there, function, take a snap.
Remember when the Colts did this? Remember when the Colts carried two kickers because they didn't want Vinatieri on kickoffs?
You're right.
Then why was Wes Welker kicking an extra point down in, I think it was against Miami, like years ago?
Because he was probably better than your punter.
And they asked
because he had practiced it.
And they asked him after the game, it's like, when's the last time he kicked? He said, high school?
Yeah.
Do you practice it? And he was like, kind of. I still say there's not much of a backup plan for kickers, and it's such an integral part of the game and points. And the Chicago game.
But he's not a backup. He's going to do kickoffs. He's going to play.
Good. I think it is, as long as it's a part of the game. And I don't think anybody loves the kicking game in the NFL. I don't think anybody really enjoys seeing the game come down to, a field goal or an extra point. It's something you settle for and you'll take it, but it's not the kind of football that we tune in to watch for 3 and 3.5 hours.
Do you know what I'm rooting for?
So be it. But that's the game. If that's going to be the game and it's going to be that important, you need to start paying more attention to your kickers. And yes, sometimes how many you carry on the roster.
Well, I guess so. Everyone should get a second kicker then.
Sometimes. Or you should at least have somebody in for.
Everybody gets
You know what I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for a John Casey on Sunday. That's what I'm rooting for.
Just T-bone one right off that
right out of bounds.
Beetle, at the very least,
the Patriots ball at the 40. As you bring a 23-year-old kid who, how many games has he played in the NFL? How many games was that over those 8 kicks or 9 kicks?
I don't know.
But at the very least,
he's been in the NFL for 6 minutes.
I really don't care. We're talking about
and now he's handling kickoffs.
You need
in Foxborough when it's 25 degrees outside. Genius plan.
You need to have somebody on the roster who can fill in, and it appears that. At least Seattle didn't, and I would say that's probably the same for a lot of teams. But they don't have anybody else. Do you not have anyone else who can kick?
This is a spot where...
But that's not why they signed him.
This goes back to last week where they gave the excuse for the audiovisual team.
No, I've never seen an NFL do that, sign a kicker and put him on the active game day roster as a backup in case the kicker gets hurt.
Has it been warm here this week?
It's been cold.
Yeah, it's been really cold.
It has been. It's going to be colder on Sunday than it's been all week.
So you sign this kid, pick him up right off the street, and you're going to get him off a bus on Sunday morning, and he's going to get out there, and it's going to be 19 degrees.
Oh, I can't wait.
Go start kicking a kicking ball.
I can't wait.
So he's kicked for three days in San Diego now.
And this looks
he's probably drilling it 8 yards deep right down the middle. You get out here, and all of a sudden, the Death Star's there. You're going to come out right past that little lake, little pond, whatever you want to call it, pond, lake. I got two up front. One's good for you. You're going to come past that, and there's the woods, and there's this little town, and there's this little neighborhood, and then...
You've got redundancies at every position on the field, all 22 starting positions and then some. You've got depth beyond that. You've got guys who just play special teams who contribute way less impact on the game than the guy, even if it's just kickoffs, way less impact on the game than the guy who's kicking the ball off. What's wrong with having a specialty guy in for those plays? I'm not saying you got to do it for 16 regular season games. When it comes down to it, you're going to do everything, but you're going to have every single base covered for this game. Sure, go get a guy who can boot it into the end zone.
Baseball teams do it all the time.
I'm not willing to call them smart.
Baseball
That's
teams,
all I'm saying.
You know what baseball teams do prior to the deadline?
I can be proven wrong on Sunday.
Okay.
Prior to call-ups, baseball teams, you know what they do? Hey, we got that closer down here in the minor leagues. Bring him up. We're going to playoffs. You'll close it
up. You don't want to call it smart. I would not call it dumb. You called it dumb. You said, how stupid is it? I said, I don't think it's that stupid.
It seems foolish on the surface.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's an entirely new season. This isn't about one player, one unit. This is about the whole team.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. Football Conference. New England Patriots.
It's not 4 out of 7, 3 out of 5. And there's one game.
Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted.
You can't really emulate at any other point in the season, and really for us, any other point in our life. You know, there's been so many plays that I've seen in my career that, you know, had we not made that one play.
Intercepted at the 30-yard line and taken down, and a fumble on the interception.
Could be just an extra effort. Could be an arm tackle.
And Bruschi ripped it right out of his hands, and the Patriots have the football.
Just one extra push of the pile that ends up being the difference in an entire game and really an entire season.
Wilson, quick throw. And it's going to intercepted.
And that's what it's all about. I don't think you can compete any less than what you're ultimately capable of competing at. That level that's intense, and it's every play.
Edelman has it. Did he make the catch? He did!
It's just you max out. You can't leave anything, you know, behind. You just got to give everything you got. You know, we're playing to win. I think that's what we're here for. We could overcome some adversity. We've been counted out a few times and showed back up with a lot of resolve. And we have great character on this team. Our story's still being written. And fortunately, we have an opportunity to write it.
.617-779-0985. Nice work by Jim Louth. Patriots Chargers coming up on Sunday. 105 kick, pregame coverage, 10 a.m.
That was from his press conference last week. Good stuff. They were the other day. So
We've got to shuffle a few things around today. When Bill Belichick speaks at 11, we will hear him. Phil Perry will join us at 11:36 today, a little bit early.
Yep.
We'll push Read and React and into the noontime hour after Phil.
I heard that's a doozy, too.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff in there today. Yeah. We have R.J. Bell, as always, and Tom Brady's also going to speak at about 1:15.
Yep.
So Belichick at 11, Brady at 1:15. We'll carry both of them live.
Awesome.
You're on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985. You know, Brady, to go back to something he said, not last week, but before the season even started. Do you remember that quote that he had in August when he said this team needs a great quarterback?
Yeah, when he knew it then.
Yeah, and we sort of knew at the time what he was referring to, which was the team around him from the very get-go. This team needs a great quarterback. Has he been a great quarterback this year?
No.
Does he have a chance to sort of redeem himself here in the playoffs, which is such a weird thing to say, like Tom Brady needs to redeem himself.
Because
you know what I mean by that.
I've been given so many numbers about how the cliff is here and how third down passing is this and that, and you know, when we're playing from behind or at an end of a half and forgetting – you know, timeouts, which he has done, and which he has had some errant passes, and he's air-mailed some. But he's been at his best against the four playoff teams.
And in case
and that carries something.
In case you forget what he did say in August, here's the actual sound of it.
I think you always have short-term goals and long-term goals. And, you know, this year's the one I'm focused on, and obviously I want to play for a long time. So I've said that for a while. I feel like I'm a broken record. But, you know, it's really this year is the focus. And, you know, this team needs a great quarterback, and, you know, hopefully I can go out and be that.
He's been that in stretches. He's not been that over the course of the season.
He knew the composition then in August. He's not dumb.
He knew it.
I've been through it now for 3 weeks. We're in camp. I know what I have to do and the level that I have to play at.
And a big part of this you know, playoff run for this team will be, can Brady make up for what they lack in other places?
I mean, if you're going to shove stats down my throat, then he played great in the final game. 4 touchdowns, no picks. Think he had a 133 rating, which I don't put any stock into, but everybody else does. They kill him on the other times when he doesn't have great ratings or he's below 100. And when Cam Newton's averaging more than 100, then you hear that stuff down here. Then give him the credit for playing great in that final game. I don't think he played great, but if you're going to statistically shove stuff down my throat and I'm going to have to swallow numbers, then he played great in that game.
Okay, in a lot of ways.
He's trending right.
Sunday can be a big swing game for Tom Brady in that if he goes out and he plays well, and he's a big part of why they win. It's right back, you know, in the face of the people, the stat geeks, you know, on Bleacher Report saying
beyond,
he's done.
It's
you,
beyond
you say,
that
well, look,
too.
Idiot. No, he's not. And then if he goes out and he sucks and they lose, you're saying,
right.
That side is saying, see, here it is.
See, I think it's bigger. I think it's bigger than that for him.
And it's one game. It's 60 minutes of football.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not a large sample, but the game on Sunday is very important for what people think, what people write, what people say about Tom Brady.
He's played a lot of football in his career. That's obvious. Mastered the obvious type statement there. He's got three games where you're going into a year where, okay, yeah, you're on the books for it next year. But if ultimately you truly want to play until you're 44, 43, 45, and to what Jonathan Kraft told us, yeah, we all sort of have an understanding where we're heading with this. You go out and you play your ass off for three games. People think he already has them by the you-know-whats, meaning we got to do an extension. We got to do a deal. You go out and play lights out for three games, be no problem doing that extension. He's going to be able to get what he wants. He could hold a gun to their head now. He wouldn't do it because I think he has too much respect for the family. But he could call the shots. If he goes on a run. But
dude, his leverage is not in playing well.
If he goes on a run with this crew, and we're back there again talking about it for 8 straight days down in Atlanta, like, here we go again. Not to say that he did not play great. You asked me the question, did he play great this year? If we're going to go back and look at a snippet before he even played a game where he knew I had to play great, which he didn't, he's got a chance for three games, is all I'm saying, to really make up for maybe some inefficiencies he's had.
Well, start with one on Sunday is what I would say.
And he knows that, right.
Go 1-0.
He gets that one.
Tomorrow,
get
the next from the Colts. Right. 1-0.
Yeah.
Just go 1-0.
Put me in the same seat next week, and I want to change that helmet and put a horseshoe on the side of it. That's what I want.
I hope everyone enjoys our helmets today on TV.
It's a nice little attitude to the program.
Great little look.
That's how we do
great
it.
Great look. Yeah. Really like
we care.
That.
We care.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Sam's in Cranston. Sam, go ahead.
Zoo.
Yeah.
Are you waking up at 6 in the morning, really?
Yeah, I get up around 5:45 every day.
He's an early riser.
I wish any of you guys could come. We're starting. My brother's 40th birthday on Sunday. We starting at 6 in the morning.
We're at?
Early morning. And I have one thing. I have a John Hanna throwback jersey. Everyone's telling me to throw it away. My wife's been on my case. I said I have three more times to wear it. I'm wearing it Sunday, following Sunday, and Super Bowl.
Are you going to the game?
I'm hoping you guys.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to. It's my brother's birthday. We do this special soup. We're Armenian. We're doing this special soup in the morning.
It's a gold chain.
We're drinking 6 in the morning. I just picked up the wings. I had to think. The guy's telling me on the phone. He's like, get off the phone. I said, guy, I'm on hold on the radio.
Yeah.
I got 10 pounds of wings. That's for the game time.
Okay.
But 6 o'clock in the morning, I hope someone could come to the house and drink with us.
You live in Watertown?
No. I know it's a big Armenian town over there. I wish. Then you guys could have came. I'm in Cranston.
Okay.
I'm
well, that's down. Whoa. Yeah, that's way out of the way for me to get down there before the game.
Anyone from the station? The reason I'm saying because I have a little bit of connection with the Patriots. My cousin's going to be there. He cuts a lot of the Patriots guys here. Danny's.
I see what you're saying.
All right.
And we all
piecing this all together now.
I used to listen to you guys all day long.
Thank you, Sam.
Appreciate that.
When you said 6 in the morning, I was like, what a perfect day. Someone comes to that drink and
it's
like 6 in the morning.
It's 6 in the morning.
No.
The homies do too.
No, I tell you what, somebody can come by though. If you start about an hour earlier, Jim can stop by on his way to the station. He's leaving his house at 4:30. On Sunday morning.
Where do you live?
He's
in Warwick.
He can stop on his way there. He'll be up early.
Jim, you want to go party?
If you start
early?
Around 5, Jim can get you on his way into work.
Jim, if you can, I could do it under. We start. My father starts cooking the meat, the soup
at 10
meat? O'clock Sunday. If I tell you guys this right now, it's time.
You got lamb?
Look it up. No.
What is it?
It's cow feet. Cow feed, cow tribe. It takes about 10 hours to cook.
Wow, that's old school.
That gelatin. You get that gelatin stuff between those hoofs.
We're going to let you go on that one.
It's going to be so good. All that cow crap those hoofs were standing in.
The tripe. Oh, yeah.
Well, they wash them.
Does it matter? You're putting it in a boiling soup.
You wash the...
What do you need to wash it for?
Your foot.
The paw. What is it?
Oh, let me do it. One goes one way, we'll go the other.
Both.
Hey, Ma,
you ever seen those in the store? You ever seen the feet?
The pig's feet, yes.
Yeah.
And it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't.
You ever cook a veal shank?
Couldn't imagine cooking that in any way, shape, or form.
Beef rib? Rib roast?
Brandon's at work.
I'm
Brandon!
Now.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, great. How are you?
Terrific.
What time are you getting up Sunday? How are you?
So offense, I think...
people. I'm hoping James White will have a huge role in this game defensively. I think the secondary is going to be huge for us, taking Allen and Williams out of the game. But I just had a question for you guys. How do you feel about, I guess, Brady in this game? He's clearly been avoiding, you know, contact, and I think he's been, you know, afraid of getting hit. He wants to prolong his career. But do you think now being in the situation we're in, you know, to make a deep run, yeah, I feel like he's going to have to be more willing to, you know.
Yeah.
I think the week off helped.
I think it's a plus. I think it's a really fair question. Your job during the regular season, and as you know, what does he play for? What does Belichick play for? You play now for the tournament, for the chance to win in advance, right? So for the regular season, a lot of that is preservation. It's an elimination game. You stand in there and you take the hit. There ain't no belling out. There's no throwing off the back foot. You stand in there and you get hit and you throw. If your hand gets cut, you tape it up. This is his time.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everything we got. When no one is watching, we're still here. Preparing. Working.
Stephon Gilmore with the INT.
Believing.
Time the Patriots get
up. It's out here today. We all want it. Let's go get it.
Because to get everything, it's going to take everything. So we're going to give everything. Everything we got.
Kyle's 1-7-7-7-9-0-9-8-5. Kyle's in Wareham. He agrees with Hardy on kickers. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I wanted to agree with Hardy on this. I mean, it's not a genius move, but if they're already the worst kicking team on touchbacks and it's going to be cold, it can't get any better. So maybe get this new guy. And you guys have a playmaker in CP, so you don't want a game to come down to a play like Zoe brought up with the Bears. And how Philly can play a perfect game and then almost lose it on just not being able to kick it out of the end zone. Maybe this new kicker's trained his foot to disperse more power to kick it out of the end zone.
Good one. Like good that. One, Kyle.
I like that.
I like that call. He's trained it. He's trained his brain, too, to right. be able to disperse more power straight and through the ball and through
well,
the back of the end zone.
Not absorb as much of the energy.
Yes.
He's trained it to transfer the energy yes. to the football.
Yes. He's a...
What if they let more air out of the football? How far would...
He's a monthly subscriber at Brain HQ, so that's really helped him train him to kick that football out of the end zone. My question would be for the Chargers, if this has been a problem all year, why did you wait until now to do this? So this has been a problem all year
this
for
you. This goes to tell
why
you.
Why now?
Now they start talking about 10 a.m. kick. It doesn't matter any place, anywhere.
Panic. They're overthinking it.
It's in your head.
Overthinking
it. In your head. It is in your head. Oh, my God. Mike Zimmer said they didn't use CP to the best of his abilities, but the Patriots do. We need to prepare even more now. I don't know. I just think it's something extra that is in your head.
Scott's in Weymouth. Hi, Scott.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's going on? Hey, I have to open my call with boom. Just that's kind of my ID. Do you remember me from a couple weeks ago? I have to say boom. Come on, you don't remember? Okay. No
yeah.
big message.
Boom, sure. Boom.
Whatever. It's good. Boom. That's right, Zoe.
Right. Keep it going.
No
boom.
Big message. I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be probably the least articulate call of the day, but I'm calling anyway. You know why? Because it's playoffs, baby. Here we go. And I'm going to tell you right now, this team is going to roll over San Diego, and I'll tell you why. They're 11-5, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. They're only 5 losses, which are non-playoff teams. They're all playing golf. That tells me this Pats team could have easily went 14-2. Easily. They are going to roll over San Diego, and I'll close with this for 2 more reasons they're going to win. Belichick and Brady. They're going to crush them on Sunday. Go, Pats!
Boom.
Then he didn't even finish with a boom.
A boom.
Where was the boom?
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Derek in Foxborough on Derek, excuse me. Derek wants to talk about Rivers and Philip Rivers, whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. Derek, go ahead.
Yeah, first off, good luck on the call Sunday, Zoe.
Thanks, pal.
Hopefully it's not the last one of the year.
Thanks.
But, yeah, you guys are talking about if he's a Hall of Fame or not. I don't think he is. I mean, he's played a long time, and when you play a long time, you got to put up a lot of stats. And just because he's, you know, put up a lot of stats, you have to win something. I mean, he's won nothing. And, you know, and just on a personal, him and his nine kids is kind of disgusting anyway.
What?
But that's another topic.
I don't know if it's disgusting. It's,
I don't know if that's a word I would use.
It's
ambitious.
It's an unorthodox family choice.
It's ambitious. That's what I would say about that.
Yeah.
Not typical these days, but that I wouldn't say disgusting. I wouldn't put the guy down. I think he's nuts. I think you're absolutely crazy.
Nine kids and
that's a lot.
And
a lot,
as somebody pointed out earlier, he's still commuting from San Diego to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's $200,000 car.
The limo, the video limo.
Yeah. So while his nine kids are at home, he's spending what? Five hours a day in the car. Not yeah. And how long at the stadium?
So you're in at 6:30 a.m. You get out probably around 4. No, normal work day. No, right. Longer. Longer. Wednesdays and Thursdays should be longer for you if you're quarterback in this league.
Yeah. Let's
just say. All day job.
Call it an 8-hour day. You're out of the house for 13 hours.
Think he's got a nanny?
They probably don't believe in nannies.
Why?
I don't know. They probably have a cloth diapers and they hang them up and wash them and like hang it up and have a clothesline in their backyard. And they probably have a spoon band that comes over. And brush, washboard, and all that.
Yeah, very old timey.
Yeah. Very old timey. It's got an old timey feel. Like hey, hon, we don't need
old Western. You know,
except for the $200,000 SUV.
Yeah, take those 84-inch TVs down. These kids ain't watch TV. We're sitting here. We're gonna talk. We can talk around a campfire. They probably have logs cut off, sawed off, and they use them, stick them in the ground as stumps, and that's what they sit on around their table.
Oh yeah,
really?
Sit down. Hey, another kid. Cut another piece off that tree.
A lot of things you've sort of thought about this
guy.
We sit
here, we make fun of Antonio Cromartie for having nine kids. Names them all after each state that he ended up impregnating his significant other in. We got Jersey. We have Montana. We got Florida. Remember when he was trying to go through the names? He couldn't remember like names 11 through 13 or whatever it was?
No.
Or names 7 through 9?
No.
Yeah, it was on Hard Knocks.
Stephen Cumberland. Knocks. Hi, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
So what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Just thinking about this game.
Yeah.
Pretty excited. But
oh, we got to pace ourselves, right?
What's that?
Got to pace ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know. I just think that I just hope the Patriots, you know, don't take Philip Rivers too lightly because, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talk, you know, about how, you know, he's a good quarterback and, you know, not a great quarterback. And you know, I totally agree with that. I mean, I think, you know, he's had a lot of chances over the years. He's blown a lot of chances over the years. But I think we're going to see a different
They're pretty much the same team as last year, right?
Well, I mean, they are, but there's a factor. There's that Philip Rivers has that look in his eye. He looks hungrier than he's ever looked before.
He always plays to the edge. Jim, you said something interesting last night. You said you went back and you watched the game from last year.
Yeah, the All-22.
Yeah.
I've been searching for a reason to pick the Patriots.
Did you find it?
No. Maybe the coaching. Maybe. Because they were very conservative in that game, too.
They were conservative last week at times.
That's what I mean. What makes you think they're going to be different? No, that's what I'm saying. The coaching is the one reason I would pick the Patriots.
Who was in coverage for the Patriots last year against the people that they deployed?
They had Trey Flowers out in coverage on the flats a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot.
So it was
a lot more than I've never noticed before.
A Matt Patricia game.
Landon Roberts was there. Gilmore was out. They had Landon Roberts in the middle a lot of the game. Jordan Richards was out there. And Bademosi played a lot of corner.
Cool. Two good guys. Chargers score a lot in that game?
13.
Yeah.
13 points.
But the conservative, once they get the third down, they're not taking shots. They just don't take shots. And maybe they'll change it up, but if they don't take shots, the Patriots will win. If they settle for field goals, the Patriots will win.
You found a reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Coaching. Coaching's the reason I would pick the Patriots.
Okay. That's good enough reason.
Good job, Jim.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thank you.
something special for you right now. It's a special playoff edition.
Lucky you.
Of Feed the Fan Fridays.
You lucky guy or
Stop
girl.
Stop and Shop, official supermarket of the New England Patriots. What is with your mocking tone?
It is not this. It's our horrendous picks that are coming. They're so good last week.
Well, this is a great prize.
No, I'm not railing on the prize.
Oh, okay.
I'm railing on the music.
I'm just making sure.
The music's our picks. That means our picks are coming. So this is a great gift giveaway. Go ahead.
Stop and Shop.
Feed the Fan.
Feed the Fan Fridays, always presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots.
Good ice, sir. Told you that.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line right now, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their playoff tailgate or party. StopandShop.com.
Now, oh, lucky you, turn your radios up.
Mine's easy. I know my pick right now, right out of the gate. Yesterday. Mine's the Patriots. Sorry, the Chargers to cover. Not the Patriots.
I said
that wrong.
Good.
Chargers plus the points.
Okay.
Patriots will win. I would take the Patriots straight up. But if you're giving me points, I'll take the Chargers plus the points.
I picked yesterday.
So what's your pick?
Got,
are you picking
the Patriots.
Pats on the money line?
Pats money line or Chargers points. What does everyone else want? Because maybe we can do both.
I'm taking the Patriots to cover.
Okay.
Patriots are going to win by 8. I said
Wait, well, then how is this going to work?
I made my pick yesterday.
Fine.
Jim played that
thing. Takes him to cover. And then there's no point in betting.
Jim played that Death Star thing, and I said...
So we disagree.
I blame Jim. I'm taking the Pats. I'm taking the Patriots.
See, we can't parlay it with the money line.
No, we can't.
Don't worry. Tom's picking anyway. We're not going to win.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Take who you want.
Laying the points also.
What, you think we're going to win?
All right. So I can't make my pick then. I got to make a new
laughable.
Pick.
Laughable.
You got to make a new pick.
It's funny.
Laughable, man.
I should have just put names that I had and my kid pick it.
You know who's going to love our Patriots pick?
Who?
RJ Bell. He tweeted out earlier.
I saw his tweet.
Pats, 15 in a row at home, 12-3 against the spread.
Yeah.
12-3 against the spread
in
the last
15 shocked.
Home games.
Tom, why don't you call your girlfriend? See what favorite uniform color she likes this week.
I'll tell you what. I'll take the Colts plus 5.
Oh,
boy. Colts plus 5.
Love it. Love it.
I'll take those points.
Yeah, you know what? It'll be good. It'll be fun to root for.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. It'll be fun to root for.
I don't think the...
Why don't you take them on the money line? Because that's really fun to root for.
No. Colts plus 5.
It's not even 2-1 on the money line. It's not really worth it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I'm going Saints. Foles Magic's done. The only question I have...
I love these picks.
-7.5. Do you guys want to buy the half a point, or do you want to just roll -7.5?
No, roll -7.5. We'll buy the half a point. We need to buy another half a point.
No, I wanted a half. I don't want it even because I don't want
to push. Yeah, it's at
7.5. It's 7.5. It's just a little bit more than a touchdown.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
7.5. Good.
No, I don't gamble.
Blow it up for
I don't
us.
Gamble.
Go ahead. What's your crappy
Beetle,
pick?
I need your help.
No.
Houston -1. Is that a good pick? Houston -1.
Is he trying to like take a dig?
Yeah, he's fell last week. Yeah.
I'm going to do something a little different here. I'm going to go.
You're going to leave?
Yeah, I'm just not going to pick, and then hopefully we win.
Stop it. Who are you picking?
First half line.
I heard something about T-Bone last night that's funny.
In the Cowboys.
How about him?
What, he doesn't work out? He actually has injections?
Him at the company Christmas party. That he was aggressively telling people Merry Christmas at the Christmas party.
Why wouldn't he?
And someone thought that it was because he was like doing it to be a jackass. Like, anti-happy holidays type of thing.
Oh,
that's right here.
I thought you were going to tell the story about him almost puking up a shot back into the shot glass.
Oh, no, not that. That's a different story. Oh, everybody did that there.
That's a bad night.
And there was, he was an aggressive. He was being very aggressive.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. That's how it was described.
With a T, Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay. All right. Merry Christmas. Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
Stop that.
You know what?
Was that true or false?
Jim, this is like that death thing. That not the Death Star, but space thing.
Yeah, stop tapping your microphone. It's annoying.
Stop doing that.
Stop it.
That's like that space
thing. Stop doing that.
Don't do it.
Shut up. Answer the phone, intern, with a hair.
All right. Can I go now?
Yeah.
Look at this kid's hair.
All right. Stop looking at me. Cowboys, Rams, the first half. Under 24.5 total.
I like that.
Do you?
Cowboys are going to muddy that thing up. I like it. Goff's going to crap his pants. They're going to figure things out. They'll
so you think there's going to be more points scored in the second half?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I like that.
He just thinks there's going to be less than 24.5 points scored in the first
half.
Well,
the over-under on the game is 50. So
there you go.
He thinks the rate of scoring is going to increase in the second half, from what I can tell, or else he would take the full game line. All right.
Beetle.
There it is.
Merry Christmas.
See, now that seemed nice.
That's nice.
It was genuine.
Who told that? Who said that?
I can't say. I'll never
tell. After 10 drinks, it probably sounds different.
I'll never tell.
To everybody.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you who told me this. No, I can't tell you this. No, I can't. He's going to know. He's right there. He's going to read my lips. Oh, even with this rally beard. Man.
How awful will all these teams that hired McVay proteges feel if they go out to the Cowboys on Saturday?
I am so rooting for the Rams to get waxed.
So great. Yeah, Mabel, we're all going to root for the Cowboys.
They went one and done last year.
Let's go, Mabel.
Go one and done again.
Yeah, that's right.
Hope your boys roll.
Got that in them.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.